Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are speaking with Doug Morneau, serial entrepreneur, email marketing authority, and author of his first book, Three Big Lies, The Real Truth, about renting email lists to generate targeted leads and sales. Mr. Morneau, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric, I'm so excited to be here today and to serve your audience.
And certainly looking forward to hearing from you per your expertise, and thanks for your time. So to kick things off today, some are saying email marketing is dead. We hear that, or that question is raised from time to time. Why did you write a book about renting email lists?
Well, I mean, the first myth is that it's dead, which obviously it isn't. And the reality is that a lot of the big companies and the companies that I work with and venture capitalists and the people that are the serial big marketers have been renting and doing sponsored email for years. Yet everywhere I go and every event I go to and speak to people, they've never heard of it before. And so I thought, well, there's one way to get the message out. That's to write a book. So that was the impetus to spur me on to write this book.
Makes sense. And how does email list rental and sponsored email work? Get into some of those particulars.
Well, just to be clear, when we're renting or sponsoring an email as a marketer, so if we were to do this for Enterprise Podcast Network, for example, you would never see the list, know who's on the list. All you'd know is how many people. So if we went to a company like Social Media Examiner that has about 300,000 email subscribers, you would pay them an advertising fee. You would use your creative people to write an email, and the entire email that they send out to their list is all about you. So just like this podcast today, we're talking about what I do. It's the same type of messaging. It's a native advertising style, and they mail it out. So it comes from them to their subscribers who have opted in to receive emails from them, but it's all about your company.
You got to love that. Good stuff there. Now, why is it effective? How does it scale? Talk to us about that.
Well, I think the reason it's effective is because you're boring somebody else's credibility. I mean, these publishers have a deep relationship with their subscribers. And if they're doing a good job as a publisher, they're not over advertising to their list. So people look forward to getting the email from those people they subscribe to. So it might be the Washington Post. So if you're a Washington Post fan, you subscribe, you look forward to receiving the email and opening it. So I think that's the big reason is because there's a relationship there and somebody else is introducing you to their audience. In terms of scale, it scales quite nicely and very quickly. I mean, like I mentioned with Social Media Examiner having 300,000 names, there's a lot of lists that we do a sponsored email, email list rental that have 500,000 and 600,000 names. So if you run a test with, 50,000 names and you get really good ROI, you need to remember that all of your ROIs that have probably come in within 24 hours of sending the email. So on Tuesday, if we send the email, by Thursday, you're going to have all your money in the bank. So then next week you say, hey, this worked really well. You can scale up just by adding more numbers. So say, hey, I did 50,000 this week. It worked really well. Let's do 200,000 next week and we'll see four times the numbers come in.
And all I can say is who wouldn't like the sounds of that? That is some really good information and appreciate your explaining that further today. We're joined by Mr. Doug Morneau, serial entrepreneur, email marketing authority, and author of his first book, Three Big Lies, The Real Truth About Renting Email Lists to Generate Targeted Leads and Sales here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Morneau, what impact does technology and social media have in these regards?
Now, it's been huge because when we originally got going in this media, the only opportunity we had was to rent these third-party lists and to do the sponsored email. But now we've got the ability with technology to do retargeting and remarketing. So when, you send an email out to, let's go back to the Washington Post, for example, we sent an email out about Enterprise Podcast Network. The people who don't convert on the landing page, we can now pixel them and we can remarket to them on their social media channels like Facebook. So we have another kick at the cat, if you want to look at it that way, another chance to get in front of them and to continue our marketing effort from what we did last week. So if Tuesday you sent your email and you got your response in, you're going to have a remarketing audience that you can continue to talk to for the next 30 days based on that one initial push. So technology has been a huge a driver in increasing ROI.
And good to hear how that's working together. Now, how can email marketing benefit entrepreneurs and or small business owners?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we all need to know as business owners, entrepreneurs, regardless of the size of our business, is that we need to control the relationships with our subscribers and our customers. And you do that through text messaging, so SMS, and you do that through email. If you're using just social media platforms, the day they don't like you or the day the rules change is the day that you lose the ability to communicate with your subscribers or followers. So the algorithm changes and they decide, hey, I'm not going to show your ads anymore because you're not getting enough views. That's a problem. So at the end of the day, I think as business owners, we're running a huge risk if we've trusted third-party apps that are letting us communicate with our audience for free, of losing that connection someday and never being able to recover those people who connected with us.
Mr. Morneau, really good to have had you with us and to cover this topic. I've always been a fan of email marketing. It's worked well for me in the past, and I can't thank you enough for your time spent covering this today. Briefly, in conclusion, if you would, give us a tip or a call to action to wrap things up here today.
Sure, I'll give you one big tip. This is a freebie, and it's super easy, so anyone listening who currently has an email list can implement this immediately. And the tip is a welcome email. This might sound weird, but when somebody subscribes to your email list to get information about your company, about 74% of subscribers are expecting to get a welcome email. And less than 50% of the people, actually 42% is the actual number, of businesses actually send that. So right away, you're setting yourself up for failure because you've disappointed the subscriber by not sending a welcome message. So the quickest way that you can improve your response to your list and your offers is send a welcome message because most people are expecting it. The other reason you want to do that is that welcome emails typically get a 9 times higher revenue compared to promotional emails. It'll be the most open email you ever send. So if you're not sending a welcome message, you're missing a huge opportunity for revenue and a huge opportunity for engagement. If you'd like some more information on what I'm doing, feel free to connect with me at DougMorneau.com. That's my primary website. I've got a newsletter there that you can sign up for. I share weekly tips on what I'm doing, where I'm spending my money that I don't generally share on my blog. And if you do sign up and mention EPN, I'd be happy to send you a free copy of my book. So if you'll pay for the shipping, I'm happy to send you a copy of The 3 Big Lies to your mailbox.
Folks, you certainly can't beat that offer. Again, Mr. Morneau, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Eric. Thanks so much. Have an amazing day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Doug Morneau, serial entrepreneur, email marketing authority, and author of his first book, 3 Big Lies, The Real Truth About Renting Email Lists to Generate Targeted Leads and Sales. And for further details, visit DougMorneau.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.